Conclusion. This paper attempts to add to the discourse on the family by presenting an overview of the issues that are related to the family, particularly focusing on women and girls, in terms of their individual rights, the diverse forms of family and how some individuals within a family can have their rights violated, withheld and/or limited throughout their life cycle. The traditional family is being advocated in human rights spaces, particularly within the Human Rights Council, in order to derail advances relating to SRHR, sexual rights in particular and human rights in general. The limitations of this approach, as noted throughout this paper, are numerous and these efforts are a cause for concern. Deprioritization of protecting and ensuring the human rights of the individual, there is recognition of the family as being more important than the rights and protection of human rights of individuals within a family unit. This is particularly limiting to ensuring the rights of women and girls, including realizing their SRHR, as their individual rights are not recognized. A range of rights is violated, including the right to non-discrimination, the rights of the child, and elimination of all forms of violence against women. The family is considered to be an institution that requires protection. The emphasis on the need to protect the family and the recognition of it as an institution in need of protection overlooks human rights violations that take place within families. Furthermore, the effects of patriarchy on women's and girls' human rights and the space it creates for harmful practices, various forms of violence including marital rape, intimate partner violence, incest, child abuse, child labor, FGM, CFM, dowry violence, honor killings and other forms of violence that are enabled through justifications of religion, tradition and culture, amongst others, are ignored. Only one form of family, i.e. the traditional family, exists. The existence of multiple forms of the family is ignored. There is also no recognition of individuals, including those with alternative sexualities, who have chosen to construct their own notions of the family. Protecting culture, tradition and religion through the protection of the family, the move implies that the protection of the family is necessary in order to protect religion, culture, and traditions, as well as safeguard the related practices and identity. This stance hides and accepts the human rights abuses that happen to individuals, particularly affecting women and girls, within families. These rights abuses include the rights to bodily integrity, bodily autonomy, choices over if, when, and with whom to get married, lives and decisions affecting them, freedom of movement and dress, reproductive rights, sexual rights including sexual expression and access to comprehensive sexuality education. It does not acknowledge that some practices that are justified through religion, culture and tradition, are harmful to members within the family. This includes female genital mutilation, dowry, honor killings, child, early, and forced marriage, incest, various forms of violence including marital rape, intimate partner violence, sexual violence and verbal abuse, corporal punishment, segregation during menstruation, violence related to sexual diversity and more.